Wake Up Call continues now on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
Brought to you by Real Ketones Keto Energy Shots. Sustained energy without the sugar, jitters, or crash. Here's Tony D and Ron Culver.
All right, it's a good, the bad, and the dumb throwback Thursday edition. Again, 1975 on this date, Thrilla in Manila. That was good, but is it the good of the day? What's the good of the day, my friend?
Probably one of my favorite stories I've heard in a long time.
All right.
Five African gray parrots.
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 Okay, cool. I like parrots.
Had to be removed from a wildlife park in England. Because they kept hurling profanity insults to visitors.
Oh, I love swearing birds. Yeah. Outstanding.
So apparently, I mean, it got really bad. The CEO of the zoo would walk by, and one of the parrots literally called him, I can't say it, but, you know, the first word begins with F.
So,
and the last word is off.
Have we determined whether... Have we determined where they got this from? Is it just people swearing and they just repeat
funny,
it?
What's funny? I don't think they can pinpoint it to one bird,
right?
But they inherited all these birds from different people. Like, you know, people buy parrots. Obviously, after a little while, you know, because birds live forever, or maybe it becomes too much of a struggle, or maybe they had to get rid of them for whatever reason, and so they donate them to the zoo. And these five birds were all quarantined with each other. To get them acclimated, make sure they were disease-free before putting them in the zoo. So that's where they figured that they started talking to each other then. Now, here's the issue here. Here's the rub of it all. That the parrots respond, their stimulation, they respond is to people laughing.
Or comments,
you know, smiling. I mean, they do feel that response. So what would happen is one of the parrots would swear, people would laugh, the other birds would laugh. So as you're walking by, one of them would say F off to you, and then the parrots would start laughing at you.
Hey, that's pretty awesome. I gotta be honest with you. That's pretty cool.
Now there is a bad thing to it.
Yeah.
No one caught this on video.
Oh, that's awful. We video everything.
We video everything.
What are we talking about?
You're the CEO of the zoo. I know you have a responsibility, and they're like, well, you know, the reason why they removed them is because they're starting to open the park again, and you know, for the weekends, and people will come by, kids will come by. They don't want the kids hearing this. I don't care. Videotape it.
Yeah, no doubt.
You know how much publicity your zoo would get?
I'd love to see a video of that. I remember a couple of years, and people would go to the zoo to see it.
Oh, of course.
Because I remember there was some giraffe giving birth like 3 or 4 years ago in like some New York zoo. And they just said, you know, the giraffe is pregnant. Let's put it on a live stream. And people like around the world were watching this giraffe waiting for it to give birth. And people were making pilgrimages to this zoo to see the baby.
Of course they were.
Right? If you have swearing parrots at a zoo, people will come from everywhere to see them.
I'll have to tell you some of the other things. Because some of them are, you know, what I love most, and this is the reason why I want a video, is because it's in England.
Yeah,
And they're on a different level of swearing over there.
That is true.
I would love to hear some of the choice words that they came up with, because I bet you it's fantastic.
Have you ever wanted a parrot or a bird like that as a pet? Just keep it in a cage?
I had thought about it at one point.
Yeah.
You know, this was early on, and we were deciding a parrot would be cool. And we were looking at this. There was a cockatoo, you know, those white birds with the, you know, cool feathers. And we thought about it. And then, you know, we even went to a bird store. We're talking to the people about it. My wife and I were really seriously considering getting a bird. We just thought it was fun. And then there was one thing that stopped us, is that birds are loud and they don't ever shut up.
That is true.
And even though, like, you go to a bird store, you kind of expect them to be squawking and talking to each other. The one thing they said is, like, you know, make sure your neighbors are okay with you having a bird, because they will make noise all throughout the day and night.
Yeah.
And that right there, that was the end of it. So we got fish.
Yeah, get fish. They don't yell and scream and swear back. They just swim and look sad. There you go. That's good. That's good. Oh, what's the bad of the day?
The bad of the day is, I guess in a way this will be bad because it involves Jake Asman.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't like that. We like Jake a lot.
No, we do like Jake. But once Jake hears his story, it's going to fuel his fire.
So it's not embarrassing to Jake.
It's not embarrassing to Jake at all.
It's something Jake is passionate about.
Well, what do we know Jake to be passionate about?
Well, a couple of things besides Jets.
Besides the Jets.
Foot-long Subway sandwiches.
There you go. Let's talk about Subway for a second.
Okay, let's talk about Subway for a second.
Ireland's Supreme Court has deemed the Subway sandwich not to be real bread because of the amount of sugar it contains.
Oh, no kidding.
So technically, Subway in Ireland is not really selling Subway sandwiches.
Okay, so the Ireland Supreme Court said the bread is not really bread because it contains too much sugar?
Yes.
So it's like a dessert? Is that what they're basically implying?
Yeah.
How did Jared, I don't want to mention Jared too much, how did Jared lose all that weight then?
That's a great, we might know.
Yeah, right. But I don't want to open that rabbit hole. But yeah, that's okay. Well, okay. I'm starting to think of the possibilities now of what that would mean, what the ramifications would that. Is it Ireland bread? Like, is there, you have a separate recipe for places around the world
based
on taste?
Maybe it's just in Ireland. I don't know if it's the same here in the United States.
It's like when you go to the Coca-Cola Museum in Atlanta and they go, here, try this grapefruit soda. It's really good in Ethiopia. And you're like, we don't sell it here because nobody buys it, but it's really popular in Japan or China or, you know, these other countries. And you get to taste them. Is bread similar? Like American bread, it ain't going to sell in Ireland. But if we up the sugar content, that's what the people like there. So we made it this way. Whereas you can't get that kind of bread here for whatever reason.
Yeah.
Questions I come up with?
You do.
Stupid brain.
You know what? You could be on the Ireland Supreme Court and raise those questions.
Right.
To kind of figure out, you know, to kind of help determine what's going on with the Subway sandwich. Because I guess they kind of skimped out on some meat sometimes, especially either the double meat or the bread or the sandwich itself is not a foot long. There's a lot of controversy surrounding Subway.
I would be like the lawyer, the Simpsons lawyer that was played by Phil Hartman. I'd walk in and go, what is bread? Webster's defines bread as a nutritious carbohydrate. A nutritious carbohydrate. And then I jump out of the window realizing I just screwed my case. That's me. That's what I would do. I would totally mess it up for the Subway of Ireland. Would they go, yeah, the sugar content is like a candy bar. So yeah, you get like your meats and cheeses, maybe a little oil and vinegar, a little pepper, but you're also basically putting it between two chocolate bars. Like, I'm not gonna win that one. Man, I'd love to check out the sugar content of I'm assuming it's the white bread, right? The wheat bread's got to be healthy. Or is it all the bread? Even the cheese on top bread?
That's where I'm struggling because I used to just get the Italian bread.
Yeah, the Italian bread.
Really, just white bread.
Exactly.
I don't know why I think they call it Italian just to put a fun spin on it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I always get. I like the one with the little cheese. I don't even. Yeah, know
the one
with
like a little cheese on top.
I don't even know if it is cheese.
All right. Well, I didn't know it was. You know, it's going to be like a Snicker bar with a little cheese on top.
That's basically what you're having now.
Pretty much.
That's what a Subway sandwich is.
All right. What's the dumb of the day?
The dumb of the day. You know, I had a serious one. I was like, who wants to do serious? I had another one that was, you know, was talking about your neck of the woods.
Yeah.
That people for whatever reason. Coming from California, trying to go to Nashville, smuggling over 80 pounds of marijuana.
Oh, they keep getting busted. They keep getting busted?
Then I stumbled upon this little audio clip, this little video, and I was like, you know what? This is way too perfect. This is J.J. Watt and Brandon Dunn.
Okay.
During last Sunday. They were NFL Films caught a little argument between the two of them.
This is weird.
This whole game?
No, just dead silence. You can hear the blimp. That's how quiet it is.
It sounds like somebody's flying over.
Yeah, that's what it's doing.
I mean, like, it's hovering right now, if you want to keep it technical. It's just chilling up there.
It is flying overhead.
It's hovering over top. It's not flying.
Oh, it's not flying? So that thing up in the air is not flying?
It's a form of flying.
Hey, go.
Is the blimp flying or hovering over top?
So you're telling me that thing in the air is not flying? What is hovering? Is hovering a form of flying?
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you.
Is that now JJ Watt's the one that says it's hovering and flying? I'm with JJ Watt.
Yeah.
I'm with JJ Watt.
I think this question,
I don't want to get too technical, but I think if something's in the air, it's flying, right?
I believe that this question belongs up there with his hot dog sandwich.
I think so too. I think so too.
Do blimps fly? Do blimps hover?
Is a hot air balloon, does that fly?
Yeah. Now you've been in many stadiums where the blimp is flying over, right? Yeah. Isn't it bizarre? They literally don't make sound.
No, it's
yeah. And if they're high enough or just out of where the sound is being projected, you don't hear it at all. You just see it just kind of floating up there.
Yeah, exactly. You know what's weird? You know, remember when they showed the Hindenburg crashing back in the day? And it was like on fire and it was really tragic. And remember the announcer was like, oh, it's all the humanity. You start thinking about people got in those and flew across the ocean.
Yep.
In a balloon. Yeah. It was basically a balloon.
Hey, don't you remember Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade?
Right. Remember they got in that? Yeah.
That looked comfortable. They were all sitting at nice fine dining tables.
Exactly. Well, this big Zeppelin was racing across the ocean, guided by a pilot.
Yeah.
Was filled with flammable gasoline. Gas, I should say.
Yeah.
Flammable gas.
I do want to go up in one, though.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Yeah.
You know,
I thought I would want to go in a hot air balloon, and I had an opportunity to do so years and years ago. I went to a balloon fest to do a remote for the station I was working at. And I always thought I wanted to do it. And the guy was like, you want to get in? He was like, yeah, we can take you. And then I backed out and I said, no, I don't want to get in. It's like, I don't know, man. I don't know. I think that would freak me out. Just being in a basket, just standing in a basket, and then being lifted off the ground.
A hot air balloon? Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you're in a basket. There's nothing else. It's a basket.
I always thought about doing that, too, because in San Diego, you would see them all the time. I mean, during a certain time of year, especially, you know, around sunset, you would always see them taking off. And it looked like one of the most romantic things that you could do.
Right.
Except that, you know, there's always a third wheel standing there, so it can't be that romantic. But, yeah, I think the same thing, that you're literally in a basket held by string.
Exactly. I'm like, no, nah, I don't think I'm going to be doing this.
But I think we need more, you know, with no fans in the stands and it being that quiet, I think we need more conversations like this.
I think so, too. I think so. All right, that is the good. That's the good. That was pretty good. That's the good, the bad, and the dumb. It is brought to you by Real Ketones Keto Energy Shots, giving you sustained energy without the sugar jitters or crash. 5-star reviews. They consistently get them because of their patented all-natural ingredient, DBHB. Turns your metabolism up and your body into a fat-burning machine. Feel energized while shredding unwanted pounds. Real Ketones Keto Energy Shots. Good, the bad, and the dumb. As we continue along, it's Wake Up Call, Sports Map Radio Network.